the best thing, of course. It's a very weird thing to be doing, really, isn't it? Good, thank you.
Clubhouse, just to the left.
Right, yes, there's certainly fancy clubhouse there, isn't it? What's this building here, David?
Squash.
Oh, is it? Right.
Yeah, there are loads in there.
Uh huh.
Well, you can go in there.
Yes. Tennis court?
Oh. No, this one there, this one here.
Oh yes.
Over there, that's behind the beyond.
Ah, yes.
I'm not
yes,
sure
I
whether
see.
It's those, but it's certainly where you can see the right players in white.
Funny. Yes.
Eileen's husband is the leading knight in the bowls.
Oh, is he? Right. And is that another cricket team altogether, or what? A club altogether?
That's another club, yes. Yeah, I think he had a heart attack. He's tailed off with now, but I think he must have been quite a leading knight.
Yes. Yes.
Played such people as David.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
Was it? Oh. Oh. Yes. Yes, indeed. Now.
Well.
Now I'm there and there, aren't I?
I mean, if you were using bisques, what you would do?
Right, I could actually feel that,
yes.
in my wrists then, yes.
It's a danger, I think, is that you tend to touch them, actually. You tend to misguide the swing of the mallet.
Right. Right, so that's...
Well, I think what you do is push the yellow somewhere towards the peg in the middle, probably just to the right of it. Rope it.
Yes.
Or, you know, right, I should say, get yellow to the right of the peg.
Fine.
Doesn't matter if you don't.
Too hard.
Too hard. I don't think you need to win.
Thank you.
Anywhere here would do.
Right, fine.
blue first, and black's up there. You've got to get, you've got to go sort of that near to it to get behind it to get a rush down to your hoop.
Right.
Now you've got a much easier shot, haven't you?
Yes.
You can just push blue black over there, and or if you're not happy about that, just a little takeoff. Bearing in mind the takeoff's always a much more accurate shot, especially for beginners. So it's just a little tiny tap, and you're going
to
get red about there, aren't
you? Yep, fine. Yep. Develop the delicate touch, don't I?
Yes, getting that weight right.
Yes, it is. It is.
Well, that was a jolly good direction, but
too jolly heavy.
That looks very good. That's lovely.
Gosh, fourth time at last.
Oh, you got the weight right. I mean,
yes.
You know.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, even you'll notice even people like this and don't always get it right.
Really? Yes.
Well, you're on a nice little bit of lawn there. That's the other thing you should look at, because you could be on
a
bare
rough
patch,
weedy
or a bumpy
patch.
Patch.
Yes.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yes. Fine.
So you can rush that blue down to hoop one there.
Down beyond the hoop,
beyond
ideally. Yes. I rather overdid the angle too, didn't I? The cut.
Yeah, I think it's about there, isn't it? Sure.
Yes.
I'm very lucky. I don't really have problems with the angles.
Good.
At all, but I shouldn't think you would. Well, not. You've always made me to do it.
Now, forgive me, I'm forgetting which is which.
Wrong groove. No, you put them in line.
Oh, right, yes. Yes. All I've got to do is touch it, isn't it? Yes. Yes.
Rover. You won't remember all that.
No.
So you want that to go up to who? 3.
Okay. Good.
So most people play this a fairly conventional croquet stroke, because the blue ball is going to go twice the distance of the red, isn't it?
Yes.
Roughly.
Yes.
So really, just I always have a problem. I always tend to play it down like that. I don't know why. But most, you should really stand up and play it in a fairly, get to go to stay together. You can't, in for real, you can't really move the blue ball. You can move the red ball as much as you like, but not really. What you have to do is so just try an ordinary conventional
just
swing
straight
throw,
swing. Good.
See, you're doing what I always tend by trying to do. You don't end up near enough the red. Leave yellow. But try it again.
Yeah, it was the red near the yellow, you mean? Yes. I was pushing, wasn't I?
That's what we're trying to do. Right, okay.
Well, that's what counts, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm now
well,
going straight for the black?
No, you can move the yellow, can't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I see.
Yeah. Well, I would do, because you haven't got a blue ball up hard enough, is to push the yellow off somewhere the left of black.
Yes.
So you can then push it across to 3 and get near the yellow, near the black.
Right.
You must get at least a ball, pioneer ball, near your next 2.
Right.
To stand a chance.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Oh, that was mishit and a shambles.
Yes, yes.
Shambles. It was terrible.
Sometimes it's off putting to have something like that.
Is it? Yes. It's just that the wrong height. Why? Did I twist it?
No, I think what you're doing is you've got the mallet in the air, it's not still around. It can't move it, can it?
Right.
You're standing there doing that a little bit, and I think probably you're bringing that back.
Yes.
Let's try it once more.
Thank you.
Are you ready, sir?
Okay, he's ready. Stalk the ball. time. It's sort of your body and the striker's ball, that being your red ball, and the other ball, the object ball, are all in the same straight line. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you come in from the side, you're walking up to it in a straight line. Put your mallet down. Yeah. Swing it through.
Yes, lovely. Yes, it always looks so darn easy when you do it, David. Yes. Yes.
I don't think it would be worth saying if it's easy.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And that's why
the... You can't expect to get out, anything out back from it.
And unless you concentrate on it, so. Yes, yes, yes.
That's
cool.
That was a nice hit. Perhaps not quite.
Not hard
enough.
Yes.
Put the other one over to good straight. Get over to black, and you don't need to be very near black, do you?
No.
So, you know, again, I tend to hit it down, as you see, but a lot of players play their roles like that. I tend to, you know, a lot of players don't play any side shots, they play all right. Their shots like that.
Do they? Yeah. Yes, yes.
I tend to think it's easier to play at the side, because you can actually do that if you want.
Yes.
You can, you know, yeah, I can
really
push,
wallop it.
I can get two balls to almost roll from corner to corner.
Yes.
By doing that.
Yes. Yes.
So, try it like that and swing the mallet through. So you want the other to go above hoop three and you want red to go near.
Right.
Black.
Okay.
You've got to stand forward a little bit more, haven't you? Because you're going to play down onto the
ball. Right. Right.
So bring your feet forward.
Even further forward, right.
Yeah, lovely. Very good. Oh, that is pretty well perfect, isn't it?
Smashing, yes.
You know,
yes.
It's nice, yes. To being
that's good.
There,
yes.
You could still cut back over to about there.
No, I'm wanting to get...
Well, you want to hit ropey black.
Yes. To get to there.
There. So that
yes.
You can then do a nice little shot to get... Approach on the hoop with red.
Right.
And put black over there somewhere.
Right.
Put the mallet on the floor.
Right. Yes. Yes. Good point. You'd prefer this, would you?
Well, I think you should do what you feel comfortable at. Most,
yes.
There again, you know, if you saw Vincent play, you'd just play it standing up. Well, yes, pretty good.
Is it?
Except you've got a slight problem, haven't you? Because you can't really get that red through without crushing.
Now, I didn't really understand the crushing bit, sorry.
Well, if I do that,
yes,
that's a crush. Because my mallet's in contact whilst the ball's in contact with the hoop.
I'm right.
Crushing the ball against the hoop. Your problem is that you, because that line of that ball is overhanging the wire.
Yes.
Even if you played it like that, it's still a crush.
Yes.
But
yes.
Unless you play it like that, really, you've got no choice but to come back.
Right. Right.
I don't know. It's a very difficult one. I think in a game that probably they'd let you just do that.
Uh-huh.
But it did sound to me like a crush. You've really got to play away from the mallet,
That's the correct procedure, is it? To play away rather than...
Well, I think most people would consider... I mean, if you picture the foot cut course of the ball, it's going to do that, isn't it?
Mm.
Your mallet is going to be in, got to be in contact with the mallet, the ball, whilst the ball is in contact with the wire.
Yes, yes.
You can't avoid it.
Yes, yes.
The only way you can avoid it is by... doing that.
Yes.
Let's assume it's finished up there.
That's okay.
The best way.
Thank you.
So I think where you want to be.
go, yes.
So again, you've got to get black more than twice as far.
Yes.
So a shop like that, standing over the top of it, right. Probably be better if you, for that shop, depends about there.
Right, yes, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's to go into the blue. Try and rope in the blue.
Okay. And then that approach it. Yes, why am I forgetting that? Silly of me. Yes. With the object of getting back. Right, yes. Time. Thin time. Yes, fine. Yep.
Play the black is to move the yellow, isn't it?
Yes.
Sufficiently hard to take it past the red if you miss. I don't want to play the blue particularly, because although I could, if I was close to you, I could split you up.
Yes.
Really want to try and play the back of black, because I need to get the black round.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you try and rope the red with the yellow ball.
Yep. Yes, indeed.
They're
yes.
Coming from the far side.
Yes.
Then this one here. So you could put red on to the next blue that you want with a roll shot and get the yellow here.
Yep. Okay. Too far yellow, not far enough red. Really? Yes. Yes. Yes.
Whether you'll ever make the hoop from here now, I don't know. Most players could possibly try it, and if it didn't come off, then they'd go back to the park and ball, wouldn't they? So try that.
Right.
And roll down to that hoop. The hoop in the red paint off, where you'll get a little
bit. Oh, sorry, right, yes. Yes.
They need to be touching.
Touching, sorry, yes.
For,
Yes.
Well, to your advantage for a row, because otherwise you never get into a row.
Right.
A row with them.
Right. Not exactly venom, but over the top. Yellow to red? Red to yellow, right. Sorry.
If you play yellow to red,
yes.
And miss, you're going to go off there.
Yep.
You're going to leave me two balls in the area of the hoop that I want. If you
right.
play red
yes.
to yellow,
red to yellow
and miss, you'll go off beyond. It's a lot further for me to go and try and use you, isn't it?
Right, yes, fine. Good. Lovely.
Get a rush on hoop two.
Fine, yes.
And try and put this blue into the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got my work cut out, but it's not. I think if I was to do a takeoff, I'd easily get behind me.
No. No, so neatly, yes. Super.
I just wanted to go through there because I wasn't very happy with the position of losing.
Right.
You know, it's difficult to get there.
Yes,
so
yes.
I'm going to try and get off now. Well, I could actually ignore them. But what I think I'll do is try and get yellow left there, so I can push it back right down there and get behind the blue.
Right.
Rush it to that hoop.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Hopefully.
Yep.
We get yellow back out. Now I can push blue a bit further. I've got it before my next hoop, which is slightly worrying.
Yes.
Just leave blue there, this is a pivot ball, isn't it?
Yes.
So I've got to get to the right of red. So I can flush it down to my hoop. And then I should be able
to... Lovely. Hmm.
So I've got it pretty well in the line I want to be.
No, bad luck.
So you're in, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Actually, I've got my red thingy in my pocket. Do you remember where it was? It should have been.
You made loop one. You made loop two. You didn't make loop three.
It should be on three, then.
You haven't got much left here, have you? I think you've got enough.
Yes. I only need to touch it, don't I?
Yeah, well, I wasn't anything very hard. It wasn't away from the loop.
Right.
But there again, you would ask your partner to watch this shot, especially if that ball was against the wire, because you can hit the wire.
Yes.
And move the ball, so it gives the appearance that the ball's been hit.
Right, okay. Good. You'll watch it then, will you?
Well, it's not actually touching the wire in this case. It's most unlikely to do it, move the bat very far, however hard you hit the loop.
Oh. I touch. Really? It struck the hoop first, though.
You'd have to hit that hoop pretty hard, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's...
It did that.
Yes, 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 it did. It did. Yep.
So if you can get that back out.
Really?
you want it up that way, don't you?
Right.
Or you could try and just push it up near the blue.
Right.
So I think you're going to hit the metal right.
Yes, okay. Extraordinary. That I don't understand. I don't. I really don't, David. Did I? Yes, of course. Yes.
Yes.
Right. Now I want to.
You could have a crack at the back. That's all you've got to do.
Yes, that's right. No. Or there. Yes, because both of them are down on that corner, aren't they?
Yeah, well, the real corner's over there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If I can get the yellow out now, get behind the blue. Yellow, somewhere near the pig. Good. Good.
Try and make both of them useless to me. Oh, yes.
You can't do much of that, can you?
Nope. Nope. No, I didn't. No, I was just thinking, should I be...
Well, I think you should join up, Chris. I mean, in the middle, but... I mean, if in a game, I think, if you're playing... If I was playing against a level player, you might just have a very hard crack at yellow, but...
Yes.
Just try to join up, get
yes.
in the middle.
Yes, right, fine.
So, yeah, if you miss, you're still fairly near to it.
Yes. Unfortunately, overdid it. Smashing. come back up to the red, I think, yes.
Make that loop then.
You're after